Welcome, everyone, to the third Thursday of Lent. We continue on our reflections of St. Alphonsus Liguori's Lenten sermons. Today, we're talking about the value of time. St. Alphonsus writes, "All time that is not spent for God is lost time." Interesting thought. Father Cristino, can you explain this further?
Well, I think he saved time by making it so brief. All time that is not spent for God is lost time, I think is a pretty hard statement to summarize more succinctly than he has done, because what we have in life is nothing but opportunities to love God, to love Him and to serve Him, to serve Him by serving others. All of our life is one continuous opportunity or a series of opportunities for that to be the case. And so if we entertain periods of time in our life where we insert things in that are not ordered towards the love of God, which is what we would call sin, then we've lost that time. We've wasted something that we could have had. I believe it might have been Saint Jose Maria Escriva. He has a sermon called Time is a Treasure. And if it's not him, someone has made the analogy of time being like currency, right? It's like the money that we have. It can either be saved and spent towards the purchase of something valuable, or it will be just thrown away and wasted. And this is where I think we can examine in our own lives, what do I think about the use of my time? How often is the time that I spend ordered towards something that will bring God glory? Or is it something that's actually distracting me, or worse, leading me down the path of sin and hell?
St. Alphonsus continues, "The Venerable Sister Jane of the Most Holy Trinity said that there is no tomorrow in the life of saints. Tomorrow is only in the life of sinners, who always say, by and by, and thus they go on till death arrives." What do you think he's meaning by this, that there is no tomorrow in the life of saints, only for those who live a life of sin?
Well, maybe in a previous conversation we had, I think we talked about the idea of, I'll just go to confession later. We're not guaranteed our tomorrows. We never know what will happen from one day to the next. We don't know what will happen from 1 minute to the next. And so when we live with that mentality of, I'll just get to that eventually, then we are depriving ourselves of whatever opportunity might actually be being presented to us now. When we sense that the Lord is presenting us with something now, to put it off until later, to live in the tomorrow, as it were, is really to potentially deprive ourselves of ever having, again, the opportunity to act upon that good that the Lord seems to be inspiring in us. And so it's something that we need to take into careful consideration before we just sort of slough off the inspirations that come to us from God as something that we'll get around to another time or another day.
If you were allowed to acquire as much land as you could walk around in a day, or as much money as you could count in a day, what haste would you not make? And you can acquire in a moment eternal treasure, and yet you lose time. Say not that you can do tomorrow that which you can do today, because this day will be lost to you and will return no more. How can we guard against the misuse of our time, and what are different ways that we are throwing our time away?
I like to think about this in kind of two different ways. First, just from a practical perspective, but then also from a supernatural perspective too. And maybe I'll begin with that. Sometimes I'm asked by people, Father, is it okay that I missed my rosary today, so I'll just pray two tomorrow? And you know, that way of thinking, or that kind of mentality, that I'll just make up for it or catch up with it later. Or, I missed 3 days of this novena. Can I pray all three of these days on the sixth day and get caught up? The bottom line is, you can't pray today's prayers tomorrow, because it's not today anymore tomorrow. And so is it wrong to pray those things? Of course not. It's never wrong to pray. But we can't pray from that perspective that I'm making up for what I didn't get done before. If we missed out, if we didn't get done, we didn't get done. And we embrace that in humility. We accept that that has been the case and that we want to try and do better. And so we can't give ourselves that out of thinking, well, I'll just do a lot better or try a lot harder tomorrow or next week. But practically speaking, how we can guard ourselves against letting ourselves into that way of thinking is to keep a schedule. It's really important that we try to live our life by some kind of schedule or rhythm or routine. If we don't, we are going to be scattered all over the place all day long. I know that it can be difficult because things are unpredictable, but it's not, I had a spiritual director used to say, it's not possible to be interrupted if you didn't have anything planned. And so it's better for us to have interruptions, which means the thing that I thought I would be doing has not been able to happen, but that was out of my control. It's better to have been interrupted than for something just not to have gotten done because I never bothered planning for it. And especially when it comes to our prayer. If we can't say before we go to bed when we know we're going to be doing different times of prayer throughout the day tomorrow, the odds of not getting to them are very likely. And so that schedule can help hold us accountable.
I know that if I'm not in your schedule, these videos don't get done.
Yes, you have suffered the consequences of my schedule.
But I see this in your life. It seems that you really operate according to a schedule. And I'm thinking slightly differently now of people who maybe look over their life and say, oh, I have wasted a lot of time. They see it now. I'm thinking of particularly of a conversation I had with an elderly man over 20 years ago. He was early 80s, and I just started ministry. And he asked me what I was doing with like career and stuff. I'm like, well, I'm working with young people and helping them come to live the fullness of the Catholic faith. And he said, oh, it's too late for me now. That gentleman in his early 80s lived another 13, 14 years. He died in his late 90s. What would you say to somebody who's now in the evening of life looking over the past and thinking, I've really wasted a lot of time? It's too late for me now.
I'd say don't waste more time thinking about it. Because if you have wasted that time, you can't get it back. You can't make up for it. But what you can do is take what you have of the rest of your life, what time remains in your life, and live it better. Not trying to cram into it everything that you didn't get through or didn't get done in the past. That's gone now. Instead, we make the most of the time that we have. I think we often say this saying, making up for lost time. By that, we mean we're squeezing something into some time now that we didn't get done before. But if we don't make up for wasted time. If we wasted it, it's gone. And we have to just accept that and move forward. But regret is the biggest waste of our time of all, which is very different than repentance or contrition. That regret is not either of those things. When we repent and are contrite for what we've done in our past, we are strengthening the prospects of our future. But regret is just about me feeling sorry for myself when I look back over my life and see that things aren't the way that I wish they would have been. They can't be changed now, and so we have to move forward with that spirit of willingness to let the Lord help us multiply the time that we have left for His glory and for our own salvation.
Father Cristino, thank you so much for sharing your time with us today. Friends, thank you for watching. Share with us in the comments below what stood out to you and why, and we will see you tomorrow. Janelle will be joining us. God bless you.